Welcome to the S-Files, sponsored by Serve Wisconsin, Wisconsin's National Kidney Service Board. I'm your host, Kyle Clower, Communications and Government Affairs Officer for Serve Wisconsin. S-Files is your look into the impacts and stories of AmeriCorps members and volunteers serving throughout the state of Wisconsin. Each episode, we'll be digging into their service stories, or S-Files, to learn about the people and programs whose service is meeting critical needs across Wisconsin and enriching the lives of the people and communities they serve.
In this episode, we are speaking with Angelica Morales, who is serving her fourth term as an AmeriCorps member with the Wisconsin Association for Homeless and Runaway Services at Pathfinders in Milwaukee. So Angelica, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Kyle.
And Angelica, could you start off by telling us a little bit about your AmeriCorps service with the Wisconsin Association for Homeless and Runaway Services at Pathfinders?
Of course. So I also want to introduce my pronouns. So it's she, hers, and I identify as Mexican American. I serve at Pathfinders Youth Shelter, and Pathfinders was formed in 1970 as a shelter for runaway and homeless youth by members of Plymouth Church, UW-Milwaukee faculty and students, and residents on Milwaukee's east side. Pathfinders program and three other local runaway and homeless youth providers formed actually the Wisconsin Association for Homeless and Runaway Services, as we know it, WARS. Our shelter, or what I like to call our home, is located on Kane Place, which is located on the east side. As the years continue on, Pathfinders continue to grow. So I always think of the youth shelter that I'm servicing at as the roots and the foundation of our whole Pathfinders organization as a whole. So after a few decades, we did develop our Street Beat program, which focuses on street outreach. That continues to be the only youth-focused street outreach effort here in Milwaukee. We also develop Q-Block and our drop-in center. Our Q-Block is a supported housing, which is offering safe, stable housing and wraparound support for LGBTQIA plus youth who are experiencing being unhoused. The drop-in center, which is located on North Holton, was created by and for our youth to provide a safe day shelter space where we meet their basic needs services, which is centered by case management. Following throughout the years, we developed new programs, New Paths program, which serves youth who are experiencing sex trafficking. Paths, which is a supported housing program serving youth aging out of foster care. Pathfinder Shelter, which is where I'm located and serve, we support ages 11 through 17 during if they are experiencing being unhoused or in a crisis intervention situation. We support with having a therapist, a couple of therapists actually on site. We do daily prevention and educational groups with our youth, with both residents and staff. And we're really there to support our youth throughout their stay here at Pathfinders.
That's wonderful. And I know it's such a long-lasting partnership that has gone on with Pathfinders helping create WARS. And WARS is actually one of the two longest existing consecutive AmeriCorps programs here in the state. That's been going for over 25 years. And so it's amazing seeing the difference over that long period of the thousands and thousands of youth that have been served by the program.
Yes, when I first started, I didn't realize how intertwined everything was, including WARS, AmeriCorps, and Pathfinders. So it's a really great organization to be with.
And so, Angelica, what does your day-to-day service look like at Pathfinders?
So I'm one of the AmeriCorps Youth and Family Advocate, which means I'm one of the supervisors who lead their shift. So kind of a day-to-day aspect, no day is the same, but I help initiate and complete youth intake interview process, which includes initial meetings, service explanations, assessments, and the development of shelter contracts. I also assist therapists with client intervention plans, advocacy, and referrals. I also provide support, care, and supervision and guidance for our youth, which includes meeting their physical, emotional, and crisis needs. we reinforce positive behavior, and we're really well trained in being trauma-informed care. We demonstrate positive role modeling for our youth, and we oversee the day-to-day activities of residents in the shelter. We ensure that meals are properly prepared with their own. We also tailor throughout their special diets. If they have allergies, we're really on top of keeping all of our youth safe that way.
That's wonderful. And so it sounds like it's a ton of very different activities throughout the day and throughout the week and throughout the year.
Yes.
And so could you walk us through some of the different pieces in a little more detail?
Like I said, I'm one of the supervisors on shift. So I am basically in charge of everyone who is in our shelter space. So I oversee our youth, I oversee our volunteers or our students who are there for their service learning. I'm also there to support our volunteers and our students as they're doing their service learning. So I do help and support them with their training, their supervision while they're on shift, and sometimes provide feedback for them as well.
That's great. And then has the role that you've had at Pathfinders shifted over your 4 years of service?
I wouldn't say that it has. It has always stayed very the same in my role there. So nothing too much has changed. I do support with filing audits now, which is once a youth has left our facility as a file auditor, we just make sure that all of their paperwork is well accounted for, that nothing is missing from their paperwork, and to make sure that we have corrected all of our mistakes on there that we have may have missed during their stay.
And so typically when a youth comes into Pathfinders for the first time, what would you be doing as a team to support them?
So first, when youth first come into our shelter, whether it's a safe 12-hour walk-in space or a potential 2-week residential stay, every single time a youth comes into our safe space, we start with an initial intake process, where we kind of get to know a little bit about them, why they chose to be at Pathfinders, because we're also a voluntary program for both youth and parents here in Milwaukee. And from that intake, if we see something within the intake with safety concerns, we develop safety plans for them, whether it's under the suicide ideation safety plan, an anger and aggression plan, or a self-harm plan. We're also a mandate reporter, so we're very transparent with our youth who come to our safe space. Because if they're not ready to share any trauma or any lived experience that they're going through, we don't want them to be surprised that we're mandate reporters, where we have to report those to the Department of Milwaukee Child Protective Services. And then from there, we do a safety tour with them to make them really comfortable within our house setting. We show them the schedule so there's no surprises in their day-to-day activities. And then we support them in doing facilitated educational or prevention groups with them, with both residents and staff as a whole.
That's wonderful. And then you mentioned there was the 12-hour piece and the 2-week stay piece. Are there also services you're providing for youth that may be coming in on a shorter period of time, potentially after school or during a certain part of the day as well?
So really, when you come into our shelter, it's for a respite stay for the most part. So the 12-hour safe space is for those youth who may be experiencing some physical or emotional or mental abuse at home, where we wouldn't need parental consent here in Wisconsin. But after those 12 hours, of course, we do need to get parental consent. That's why we have our drop-in center. So for those who are just looking to drop in for maybe for a couple of hours, we offer that space to them. But at Pathfinders Youth Shelter, we're more of a residential state for a short term.
And so the drop-in center is at a different location than the shelter center?
Yes, actually, the Pathfinders Youth Shelter is the only program within Pathfinders that is off-site. So a lot of our other programs, like I had mentioned, New PAMS, our housing supporting program, that is all located over at our drop-in center, which is located on North Holton Street here in Milwaukee.
That's great. I've had a chance to visit the site on Holton and get to tour the clothing closet and see a lot of different facilities there and meet with some staff when we were down in Milwaukee a few years ago. And it was wonderful to get to see a scope of it, but now I don't realize I'm only seeing a small part of what's actually going on.
Yeah, I like to say that our youth shelter, I don't even like to use the word shelter. We always say it's a home. We think of residents and staff as a team together, that we're in it together to support them. But we're located on the east side in this beautiful double-sided Victorian house. So it's very home-like feeling once you enter our doors.
That makes sense, that the two different locations, and explains kind of what's going on in different ways. So I hadn't realized that. It's just so cool that Pathfinders offers that array of services for folks, from those that need the temporary thing or maybe helping with some emotional support or counseling pieces or other transitional pieces at the drop-in center, all the way to the folks that need some longer-term, short-term solutions.
Yeah, and I didn't realize when I was first applying to Pathfinders, I always saw it as a one-stop shop for young youth, young adults here in Milwaukee. They don't have to go to different services around Milwaukee to find support. They can come to Pathfinders and find a whole array of different support and staff.
That's wonderful. And so when the youth are at the home where you're serving, if they're there for the 2 weeks, how do you help them with transition to other locations or other services as needed, if that's going to be something that's going to be needed for them after the 2 weeks?
Yeah. So we start off by having them create a set of goals, whether it's with staff or we do have two main therapists on site. And we also have grad interns who are therapists. So they meet with therapists to get ready to have those conversations, whether it's going back home or sometimes it is going into a foster home or group home after our stay here. But we kind of prepare them in having those open conversations, whether it's through therapy, family sessions through therapy, doing groups where we're working on their goals, whether it's having better communication, whether it's working on someone's anger and aggression, whether it's them maybe looking for employment or other supportive resources that are out there in Milwaukee.
That's wonderful.
And then we also provide aftercare therapy for them to still continue until the age of 21. We also started, again, Sunday groups. So any past residents who have stayed with us, every Sunday, it's very youth-led base groups that they can come back to. So they'll see familiar faces from our shelter over at the drop-in center on Sunday for their groups.
That's great. Cool to have that continued connection, that continued support throughout that time.
Yes.
And then could you give us some examples of some of the groups that are done on a daily basis to help the youth that are at the home?
Yeah, so groups can look like many things. So whether it's working on communication, whether it's working on maybe some anger and aggression issues, it could be maybe supporting our youth who are in the correct age range to find maybe employment. Maybe it's even helping them support them throughout their school and educational, right? To doing homework. Sometimes youth need support on that. We also look into deeper things. So as a whole, we try to create groups around certain months, whether it's talking about safe sex, whether it's talking about the different cultures that we are all surrounded in. Or maybe it's, you know, youth-led base where sometimes we let the youth pick what they want to do in groups and what they want to see done in groups.
That's wonderful. And then looking at the intensity of some of the service you're doing. What are some of the training you did at the beginning of your service that you've been doing throughout?
Yeah, so when I first joined Pathfinders, I had no history working with youth. I actually started going to Mid-State Technical College, where I got my associates in criminal justice, corrections, and community advocacy. I'm actually Wisconsin State Certifiable Correctional Officer. So when I went to Pathfinders Youth Shelter, it was a completely 180 transformation. So really, any trainings that I got, whether it's from trauma-informed care, whether it's continued training on how to just learn about youth or being unhoused or having that representation or kind of showing what your own privileges are. I believe that representation is super important, knowing our privileges prior to. You know, I am very fair skinned, and the way that I talk, the way that I look, sometimes I can pass off as being white, and that is a privilege. Another privilege of mine is that at the end of the day, no matter if it was hard, frustrating, at the end of the day, I could go home. I could lay my head on my own bed and pillow. I can relax. I can open up my fridge and see all the fresh produce. And I can pick what I want to eat. That is a privilege. Another privilege of mine is that I can go home. I can turn on the heat. I can turn on my air conditioning, no matter what type of season it is, to stay warm or stay cool. I think once we realize what our privileges are, then we can be there more to support others and help guide them along the way.
Thank you for explaining some of the trainings you've gone through. No way to highlight the importance of the trauma-informed care earlier, but it's really an important piece to get at to make sure that not only are you able to help understand the experiences they've had, but also to help you as you're throughout your service as well.
Yes. Any support that I have needed, small question, big question, I have never been told no. I've always gotten a response. I've always gotten support, whether it's through my coworkers that I work with at Pathfinders Youth Shelter or through my supervisors at AmeriCorps. They've always directed me in the right direction when it comes to continued trainings, whether it's from training on street outreach, whether it's training on, you know, kind of the background pieces where it's a little bit bigger, like having conversations at Washington, D.C. about youth homelessness and the importance of it. So I've really, throughout my time here, have really seen all different steps on how we can support youth here, and not just Wisconsin, but it is America as a whole.
That's wonderful. And so looking at this, why did you first decide to serve as an AmeriCorps member with WARS at Pathfinders?
So I'm actually originally from central Wisconsin. So Stevens Point, the heart of Wisconsin, right down in the middle. I chose Pathfinders because actually my cousin Tony, he knew that I was applying to school down here. I was making the transition to moving here. And he pointed me to Pathfinders, thinking that this could possibly be a great fit. So once I saw that there was a position open through AmeriCorps as a youth and family advocate, I jumped right on it, and I'm here 4 years later almost.
That's wonderful. So what has kept you staying with the program each year throughout these now 4 years?
I think it's working with the youth. Prior to coming to Milwaukee, I have always been told it is so hard to work with youth, but that's completely 180 from what I've learned. It's actually really easy to talk to youth, to support our youth, and to find guidance with them. You know, I understand my role. I am not here to save anyone. I am here to show guidance and support to our youth here in Milwaukee.
That's wonderful. And thank you so much for doing this service over the last 4 years.
Yeah, I always imagined myself, you know, being here for one, but through the support of Pathfinders Youth Shelter, through WARS, through AmeriCorps, I have been supported along the way with continued training and just the support from all my supervisors.
That's fantastic. And then looking back across your 4 years of AmeriCorps service, what have been some of your favorite memories or some stories you could highlight for us from your service?
So when I first got into this role, I thought that my artistic abilities would be on the back burner. But at Pathfinders, they have opened up the door to me to allow me to show my art pieces. So I do make educational banners throughout the month. So whether it's from Black History Month, Hispanic Heritage Month, Jewish Heritage Month, or even Sexual Assault Awareness Month, or even National Runaway Prevention Month. I help support the house by making educational banners where we'll have facts throughout the house so youth then can start that conversation, or maybe we can start those conversations in our groups that we do with residents and staff.
That's wonderful. And it's great to be able to apply that skill that you thought was on that backboard and just be able to keep it going throughout your service.
Yes. I always get excited creating new groups or creating any type of banner educational piece that we can bring up to our youth.
What are some of the different groups you've helped create?
So some of the groups I have started is just by having the conversation piece around Black History Month. Even though, for example, I don't identify as being African American or Black, I think it's super important for those to be educated on those and to talk about those different educational months, even though you are not solely connected to it. Because it also shows that, one, we're educated on those types of groups, and two, it's a comforting thing to have those conversation pieces, even though you don't look like it, for example.
That's wonderful.
Another memory that I can think about is, I believe it was my first or second year serving at Pathfinders. There was a youth that had asked me if I knew how to play chess. And I said, no, why don't you go ahead and ask the other assistant advocates or the youth if they know how to play chess. So as they were going around asking individuals if they wanted to play chess, I kept hearing, no, I don't know how, no, I'm sorry, I don't know how. And eventually it led him back to our dining room table. And in that moment, I thought about, you know what, the paperwork that I'm working on can just wait a moment. So I went up to them and I said, hey, I don't know how to play chess, but I'm a really fast learner. So if you took the time to teach me, you know, then we can play a game of chess or two. And they did. They took the time, they taught me what each piece of the chessboard meant. They taught me every single move, and they were patient with me. So that's another good memory that I took away from my service experience. Because sometimes it's the youth who are teaching us new things, teaching us how to be patient, and just taking the time to learn new things.
That's wonderful. And so you mentioned putting some stuff all together for National Runaway Prevention Month. Can you explain what that month does and some of the things you put together?
Yeah, so I was actually really inspired from this last year WARS conference that I was able to go to. And they really highlighted on how can we make our spaces more green, which is the color of National Runaway Prevention Month, and how we can get the word out there more for the community. So I brought those ideas and those conversations that I had at the WARS conference and brought them back to our staff meeting to start talking about how we can make our shelter program more green, so to say. So I started by creating banners. As a team, we decorated our whole space with green decorations and conversation pieces that we got from the National Runaway Prevention website. And then we did also open up a little competition between our programs here at Pathfinders to really make our spaces green throughout the programs.
That's wonderful. And I know a big part of that month is trying to raise awareness throughout communities, throughout areas, to let them know what's going on and to understand the scope of youth homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know you are in the midst of your fourth and, as Miracle Works, final term. What are some things you're looking forward to doing over the rest of your term this year?
I am just ready and excited to still continue to be a supportive person for youth, someone that really listens to our youth when sometimes their voices aren't heard, still maintain to be someone of color that some youth can look to, because I believe that representation is very important for our youth. So yeah, I'm excited to still continue on in my fourth and final year.
That's wonderful. And then what plans do you have for after your AmeriCorps service ends this summer?
Fingers crossed that there'll be a full-time position, whether it's in the drop-in center or in our youth shelter space. But then there is another great youth shelter here in Milwaukee that I've been kind of having my eye on in case there is no full-time position, but it's still within the youth shelter family here in Milwaukee.
Well, that's wonderful. And hopefully it'll work out so you can stay and keep making a difference there at Pathfinders. And if not, find another way to keep serving the community in Milwaukee as a whole.
Yes, of course.
Well, Angelica, I just want to say thank you so much for talking with us today and sharing about your service experience at Pathfinders.
Well, thank you so much, Kyle, for inviting me to have this conversation. Like I said, it's really an honor to be with AmeriCorps, WARS, and Pathfinders Youth Shelter. It really has made me see what kind of change that I want to see in the world.
That's fantastic. And I just really want to say thank you so much for 4 years of AmeriCorps service, for making a difference for youth in Milwaukee while you're serving at Pathfinders. And then good luck with whatever comes next on finding that role where you continue to make a difference.
Thank you so much.
And thank you again to Angelica for sharing about her AmeriCorps service with the Wisconsin Association for Homeless and Runaway Services at Pathfinders in Milwaukee, and giving us another story we can file under service.
Thank you for tuning in to the S-Files podcast, produced by Serve Wisconsin. I'm your host, Kyle Clower. And as always, a big thank you to everyone that serves here in Wisconsin. Remember, the S in S-File stands for service, and you are the reason we have so many great stories to highlight. Tune in next time for another page pulled from the S-Files.